So last Sunday, we gave you some points, and I'm going to give you just a few more, and I'm going to just recap real quick. The first point I gave you was that tithing starts with faith, not the law. And I talked to you last Sunday, and I won't recap it all, but I talked to you last Sunday about how tithing existed before the law. And I gave you two examples about how Abram gave a tithe to Melchizedek in Genesis 14, 18, and then Jacob gave a tithe in Genesis 28, 22. So two men gave tithes before the nation of Israel was established. They gave tithes before there was any law to do it, and they just gave it out of love. Everybody say out of love. Okay. And then we talked about how there was tithing in the law, and there was actually three tithes that were set in the law, so it was actually 30%. Somebody say, thank God we're not under the law. Unless you want to go back to it. I mean, I'm just kidding. So under the law, it was actually 30% that they gave of tithe. And then in the New Testament, Jesus doesn't come to destroy the law. He comes to fulfill the law. And the fulfillment of law is love. Everybody say love. And so everything that we give, we don't give out of a command or an order or a law. We give out of love. Everybody say out of love. Out of love. So it's not if I don't do this, God's going to get you. None of that is the case. We give out of the same way the first gifts were given in Genesis. We're out of love, okay? And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And you should never, let me say this too, never, ever, ever, ever in this church or in any church, let anyone manipulate you into giving. Can I get an amen about that? Ever, ever, ever let someone manipulate you into giving. In the same respect, never, ever, ever, ever let someone manipulate you into not giving. There's more stuff on YouTube manipulating people to not give to Jesus. There's more people out on social media trying to manipulate people to hate the church and not give anything to the work of the Lord than there is people trying to give. Okay? So never let people manipulate you into giving, and never let people manipulate you out of giving, but go to the Holy Scriptures. How many of you believe the Holy Scriptures? Go to the Holy Scriptures and say, Lord, speak to me. And God, I want to obey your word. And then it's my job as a pastor to teach you out of the word of God so that you can make decisions for your financial freedom. Praise the Lord. Number two, if you want to grow, then you got to let go. Everybody say, if you want to grow, you got to let go. So you've got to keep an open hand to God. God, bring what you want to bring, send what you want to send, take what you want to take. Okay? And the third point I gave you was the first 10% redeems the rest. Everybody say the first 10% redeems the rest. So tithing means 10th. 10 is the number of testing in the Bible. How many lepers were there? 10. How many came back to say thank you? One, the tithe. One came back to tell Jesus thank you. How many plagues were there? There were 10. Okay, so 10 is the number of testing. I could go on and on and on with that. Okay, and so every time you get paid, there's a test. And if you're anything like me in school, when the teacher would say there's a test, my response was, what test? Okay, but there's a test, and God is testing our heart. So God doesn't want our money. Can they cue that video up for me, my icy video? Can you tell me when they get that ready? God doesn't want our money. What God wants is our heart. But God knew our heart is tied to our money. So if you have anything invested in the stock market like I do, you're not happy over the last couple of weeks. Okay? Don't even look at it. Just pray. Okay? But if you don't have any money in the stock market, then you don't care because you don't have any of your heart in it, right? But wherever your treasure is, there is your heart. The Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Okay, so tithing, my next point, number four, tithing isn't a duty, it's a declaration. It's not a duty, it's a declaration, okay? And we gave the verse Deuteronomy 14, 22, that you shall bring the tithe of the increase of the grain the fields produce year by year. Number five, test God and watch him show up. Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithe in the storehouse, that there might be meat in my house. And prove me now, saith the Lord, if I won't open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. How many of you believe God can give you one blessing that changes your life? Two of you believe it. Anybody else believe it? It don't even have to be a lot. Just one blessing. Change your life, you know? Somebody came to me and was like, oh, they hired me to be a hand model. I'm like, I could be a hand model. Come on, God. Do it. What I got to do to be a hand model? I didn't even know you could be that. I didn't even know that was something. A hand model? Come on, Jeremy. Let me see them hands. We and you. God can shine the light on an area of your life that you never even thought of. God can give you wisdom and creativity and an idea. God, these are all things that are at the mercy of the Lord. Amen. And so when you begin to trust the Lord and when you trust him and you put him first, he'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And then you'll have nobody to thank but Jesus. Because when people bless you, you know, you owe them the rest of your life. But if God blesses you, you got no one to thank but the Lord. Amen. And then number six, Jesus said, keep tithing, but do more. Matthew 23:23. So he goes, you know, well, let me read it. He says, these you ought to have done without leaving the other undone. So he's talking about blessing others, but he goes, you should have also tithed. So what I'm saying with that is a lot of people think the standard's lowered in the New Testament, but the standard actually increased in the New Testament. Let me give you an example. Jesus said in the Old Testament, if you sleep with someone that's not your spouse, you've committed adultery, right? But in the New Testament, he goes, if you look at someone lustfully in your heart, you've committed adultery. So the standard's not lowered in the New Testament. It actually was increased. Yeah. Amen. Come on, amen about that. So in the New Testament, if you murdered somebody, they say, oh, you murdered them. You know, you're filled with hate. But in the New Testament, Jesus said, if you hate someone in your heart, you've already murdered them. So in the New Testament, the standard didn't get lowered. The standard actually increased in the New Testament. So in the Old Testament, they brought a tithe. They brought tithes to the Lord in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, do you know every time giving is mentioned in the New Testament church, they gave all they had. Amen. I'm going to say that. You're the only amen I got, Jeremy. I love you. Thank you for being here. In the New Testament, I'm going to try it again. Because some of you are like, in the New Testament, and I don't have time to go into all the scriptures. You go into the scriptures. Okay? In the New Testament, just chat GPT. It'll give it to you in 3 seconds. Okay? In the New Testament, every time they gave, every time the early church gave, they gave everything. What do you mean everything? They sold their homes and brought the money. They sold their land and brought the money. The Bible says they sold all they had and brought it. And some of us are like, oh, I thought I could lower it from 10% because 10 was under the law. I'm not saying sell your home. I'm not saying do that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is their heart to give was extravagant in the New Testament.
Yes.
Why? Because of that right there. That right there. They saw what love really looks like. They saw what Jesus gave. They saw the wounds. Thomas put his hand in his thigh. They saw, this is love. If you had been there at Calvary, you would never struggle when it comes to giving to the work of the Lord. You would never struggle when it comes to giving to the things of Jesus. They gave everything. And I'm not saying that you should go home and sell everything, give everything. I am not saying that by any means. What I am saying is that we should have a heart of generosity towards Jesus. That our love for Jesus should be so extravagant that we should want and have a desire to give to the things of God. And I don't mean just in church. But to people, come on, can I get an amen? That Christians should be some of the most generous people on earth. And we are. Come on, can I get an amen about it? The church is generous. And so I want all of us to be generous. I want generous children. And I got this video. Can we play this video? So here's a video. I'm going to set it up. Here's a video of me in my car a decade ago or longer, 12 years ago. With Alexander and Nicholas. And when they were real little, they always wanted me to take them to Burger King and get them an icy. Okay, and so I'd take them and get them an icy, and then I would make them pay tax. And tax is a sip. And I'd say, you gotta give me a sip. And so this is I'm teaching them in this. So let's play that video, and it's only a couple minutes.
Nicholas, can Dan have some of your icy? Why?
Because Peter told me when him have a tax.
No, I had the tax. He can't have a sip.
Fine, only one sip.
Why only one sip?
Fine, two sips.
Can you have half of it? Like, share it? How about half of Alexander's?
Yes.
You should have half of Alexander's, but not half of yours?
Yes.
Why?
Because
Well, let Dan have half of yours, Nicholas.
What?
Here, let me have it. Let Dan wants half.
See what? That's unfair.
I'm just kidding. Let me have one more sip.
Stop, Daddy. Stop putting tax. I don't like it to put tax. See, I don't like it.
Well, sometimes, who bought the icy?
Daddy.
Okay, well, who bought all of that icy for you?
Me.
Who bought it?
Daddy.
Okay, well, I can't have a sip? Huh? Okay, well, when I ask for a sip, you give me a sip. I bought the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. Don't have that attitude.
Nicholas.
Say you're sorry.
Nicholas.
Say you're sorry. Mm-hmm. Pull it together. Sit up.
Nicholas, you should know whoever bought you something... They have to get it because whoever bought you something, they get to have a sip.
Well, why don't you prove it then by letting me have a sip of your icy? Can I have half of it?
Yes.
Can I have all of it?
No.
That's good. I just brought that up because as a father, I didn't want their icy. I bought the icy. It's not about me wanting their icy. It's I want them to be generous. And if they can't be generous towards the one who bought it for them, how are they ever going to be generous towards somebody else? Right? And so thinking God wants your money is as silly as thinking I wanted their icy. Who gave you the money but God? Who gave you the job but the Lord? Who gave you the education but you? Who holds the breath in your nostrils but the Lord? But the Lord. If we can't be generous towards Jesus, and some of y'all are just like Nicholas. Every Sunday they want an icy. Every Sunday they take up an offering. Every Sunday God wants a sip. God doesn't want a sip. God wants your heart. He just wants your heart. And again, we're going to pray here in a moment, but there's no law. There's no command. It's out of love. And our tithe belongs to Jesus. If Chick-fil-A can practice it. Chick-fil-A is closed today. Some of y'all are going to go. Why is Chick-fil-A? What are they saying to the entire Maple Grove area and all around the nation? They're saying, we believe God can do more in 6 days than we can do without God in seven. That's what they're saying. And they're saying no to millions and millions of dollars. And they're trusting God. Am I right? So if Chick-fil-A believes this principle, some people think I invented tithing. Like, I didn't invent tithing. I didn't come up with this. This is out of the Word of God. Can I get an amen about it? And at some point, you're going to have to decide, are you going to trust the Lord? And how we do our giving here at Creative is we have our tithe that belongs to Jesus. And we had over 20 people last Sunday begin to trust the Lord. And I got on one of our Creative Bibles and I wrote a prayer in there for all of them to pray. And I mailed it to them this week because I want them to lean on the Word of God. And I began to highlight verses in there. This is your guide, is the Word of God. I mean, if you believe the Word of God trumps anyone, pastor, anybody, the Word of God. And I said, I want you to learn the Word of God in this area and do it because the Word of God taught you, not people. Amen? And so, and then we have an offering. Everybody say an offering. And we do an offering like once a year, at least once a year. We do a big vision offering. And this is our vision builders. And our vision builders help us propel the vision. So what would normally take our church 10 years, our vision builders help us get there in 5. What would normally take our church 3 years, our vision builders can help us get there in 1. And they propel the vision through their generosity. And so bring my tables out and all my little buckets, if they could, real quick. And I'm gonna show this to you in an illustration, and then we're gonna go. And if you're like, well, Pastor, how do I become a vision builder? The first place to start is just in tithing. Just tithe. And if you're struggling with tithing, then go to the class that Jeremy and Chanrielle are doing so that you can get free. How many of you would love to be debt free so you can give the things that God wants you to give, not just to the kingdom, but to your family or people? How many of you have some things you want to do in life that require generosity and you feel like, I can't do it? We want you to be free so that you can do it, okay? And there's like 3 sets of people every time you talk about giving. There's people who like are love that you talk about it because they're doing it. And there's people who get frustrated because you talk about it. And then there's people who don't know. And I'm talking to the people who don't know. And I want to give you these stats real quick. I talked to you about the 30%. Israelites give 30%. And that's in Numbers 18:21. They gave a tithe to the priests. Then they gave a tithe for religious festivals in Deuteronomy 14:22. And then they gave a tithe to the poor in Deuteronomy 14:28. Those were the 3 tithes. And then I got this statistic by Dave Ramsey. He says 77% of tithers are debt-free. 77% are debt-free. And churches where people tithe see more growth and stability. And tithing isn't a subtraction, it's a multiplication. General Christian population, 21% of Christians report giving 10%. 21%. 21%. Do you know the average annual income, from what I found in my looking this week in Maple Grove, is $120,000? And in our church, they were telling me that we have about 300 people who tithe. Now, we have about 4,000 members. People would call Creative Church Home. That's spouse and kids and everything. You have 300 people around that who would say they're tithers. Do you know if we just had, then I think our total giving number, they said, was around like 780 people who would give. They don't all tithe, but they just give something. Do you know if that whole 780 or 800 people gave a tithe, say 400 a month, 500 a month, it would be over $8 million. We could pay our church off in 1 year. 1 year, our church would be debt free. If not even all our members, but just those who give, tithed, our church would be debt free in 1 year. Somebody say amen about that. Debt free. We wouldn't have to pay an interest payment on our new building. We could give it all to ministry. We could put it all on the kids. Come on, somebody say amen about that. Like, that's the power of obedience. When the church comes into obedience, what we can do, what we can accomplish as a church. And so, I also, Van Cope Payments on Financial Health says 77% of tithers give more than 10% of their income. So people who tithe are already more generous. Somebody say amen about that. If the people who say they're Christians in America gave 10%, it would be $139 billion a year in America going to the work of the Lord. So prosperity is not ownership. Prosperity, it's stewardship. Everybody say stewardship. And so what we have here, let me share this and we'll go. So all these buckets that you see out here are different areas of ministry, and we didn't even list them all. And our tithe belongs to the Lord. But all of these other categories we put in our vision builders. So instead of listing all of these, well, you can give to this one this week and this one this week. And this, we just say, hey, give to vision builders. And then our board decides how they're going to allocate that. every year. So all of these buckets, I mean, it would be quite difficult to try to navigate all of these categories of giving, go into one bucket called Vision Builders. Everybody say Vision Builders. Because they're here to help us attain the vision or propel the vision. Whether it's keep a girl in school that provides feminine hygiene products to girls in Africa so that they can stay in school. It's the number one reason why girls can't go to school. So whether it be that, whether it be the ultrasound bus, some of you are thankful for that ministry, whatever it might be, it all goes into our Vision Builders, and we say once a year we take up that offering, and then people fulfill that pledge over the year. But if you're not here, if you're not here yet, then just start by tithing. Just start by giving God the first. And if you go, Pastor, I'm even struggling here, then come to the class. Humble yourself. How many of you know your healing's in your humility? In areas of your life that you have pain, you probably have pride. And so if this is a pain point in your life, you might have some pride in that area of your life. And come and let the scriptures and let Jeremy and Chanriel and let the coaching that we've paid for come and help you so that you can become financially free to be who God has called you to be. Come on, you get something out of that today? Give the Lord a big praise.
Hey, if this sermon blessed you and your family, I want to encourage you to be a truth partner. You can do that by simply going to creativechurch.com/give and partnering with us to help get this message of truth out to more people in our nation and around the world. It is our truth partners that make this a reality. Again, thank you for subscribing to our channel. Thank you for liking today's video. We'll see you back here on the channel real soon.